This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the old car guy himself, Don Jones. And a little later on, we're going to take a trip out to Hawaii and check in with the gentleman who was the original motorsports reporter for this show. And now he's got a radio program, which is broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Telephone-wise, the telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. So let's go to St. Louis and welcome one of our regular contributors. He's the founder and CEO of theoldcarguys.com, Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about you? Are you feeling good today?
I'm a little bit off today, but thank you very much for asking.
Yeah,
getting better.
Getting ready to hit the road again.
Where are you headed today?
Well, we'll start about the middle of next week and take a run up to Aberdeen Proving Ground in the Edgewood Arsenal area in Maryland, primarily to visit friends. And have a reunion with my old military unit.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, some of those guys I haven't seen in a long time. But I used to tell them in formation, I was one of the senior NCOs, so I would form up the soldiers. And after not seeing them for a month in between drills, I would tell them that I felt like I was among family, and the only difference between the fellows in my unit and my family was that I liked them a whole lot better than my family. But don't tell my family yet.
Oh, but, that's great.
Yeah, it was quite a unit, so I'm looking forward to that. And so we'll be I'll be up there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and back in St. Louis for a few days, and then I'll repack and head off to the Applejack show in Nebraska City, Nebraska. So 2 weeks from now, we'll probably be broadcasting live from that car show. That'll be, I guess, probably the third or fourth time we did a broadcast from up there. And about the fifth or sixth time I've did that show. But it's one of my favorite shows. That's where the entire downtown of this little town becomes one big parking lot for classy cars. So you have hundreds of them, probably a total of about 400. And the population of that town jumps from about 6,000 to about 50,000 over that weekend for the Applejack Festival and that car show. So I'm really looking forward to running into old friends, and then we'll be visiting some of our clients up there, looking at inventories and taking pictures of their yards so we can freshen up their pages on the website so our customers know what they've got.
That makes a whole lot of sense, Don, and an awful lot of work, no question.
Yeah, I do like to travel. I've been updating the site all week. We have probably 50 new small businesses on there. As I promised, we were pushing to become the number one source of Mopar stuff, classic Mopar parts and services, and we're doing that. And we're into radiators and aftermarket vintage air conditioners, brake systems, just about any service that we can find. We're trying to plug it into that site. And, of course, we put in a new search engine that makes it a lot simpler for the customers to find what they're looking for. So I'm looking to work with that a little more closer over the next couple of months to try to perfect that a little bit better. And probably it looks like we might have to do another update on that website if we continue to grow on a product line like we're doing. But we'll see how that looks sometime around spring of next year.
That sounds very good. So what new classic vehicles have come into your life in the last week or so?
Well, we picked up a, I believe, a 1976 Dodge truck that's a little red wagon. And with a rebuilt 360 engine and new transmission, we found that from a lady up at the car lot show, and we just plugged that in a couple days ago. We've, as usual, short on cars, and we just took about another six or seven off today that we sold for people. But we'll be looking more, and we're going to be trying to get more self-service folks on there. I got to take a kind of keep an eye on that and make sure that I'm doing everything I can to help people get their cars on or using a self-service function on that site.
Yeah, that would definitely make a whole lot of sense, no question about it. Trivia question is an easy one. It's about Blank the Love Bug. What was the character in the two pets that turned into a car? That's the question. 855-660-4261. Let's see how St. Louis came out on the speeding list, Missouri in particular. I don't remember it being...
I thought Missouri was pretty high up there.
No, but it was. Surprised. Number two. You're right, number two. Number two,
yeah,
was Missouri.
I was surprised that Missouri was that high. There, on the interstate highways anyway, there seems to be, in my opinion, more tolerance for... Well, if you're doing under 10 miles of speed limits, our speed limits are 70. If you're doing 79, you usually get a walk. 80 seems to be the magical number, or 10 miles over seems the magical number. But again, it depends on jurisdictions, and there are a lot of speed traps here in Missouri. There's a few right here in St. Louis County that are notorious, and they've been speed traps for 40 or 50 years. And somehow or other, they get away with it. There's also a good website you can go to that'll point out the different places that have been tagged as speed traps for folks that are traveling to strange areas. You might find that site to get a heads up on potential cop ambushes out there. So I might recommend that to our listeners.
That's a great suggestion, Don, no doubt about it. It's 15 minutes after the hour when we come back on the other side. Looks like we finally have got the answer to this trivia question. And then we're going to continue to talk about salvage yards and parts and all kinds of cool stuff with our good friend Don Jones. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, plus see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury.
Welcome back, everybody. What a great song that is. And Don Jones is with us from the Old Car Guys. And Don, before we go any further, let's make sure and give out that telephone number, because you take the personal calls when your schedule allows, but feel free to give it out.
Right. It's area code 314-306-7507. But instead of calling me, go to that website and use that new search engine we got on there. Let me get my money's worth out of that rascal. Are you with me, Bob?
Okay. Yeah, just a little. We're having a bad rainstorm here. A little digital problem on my end. It's been ongoing.
Oh, you got in Florida, don't you?
Yeah. So we've been having some storms over the last week or so. How's the weather been in St. Louis?
It's been great. We had a few days it was down in the 70s, and we did have some rain early last week, but it's been great. I think it's in the mid to 80s today. For me, it's great weather to go and mow the lawn. So that's what I did earlier in the week. Hey, I think I sent you a note on it, but did you see where I got a call from the folks down at Poplar Bluff?
Oh, no, yeah. Sonny Skidmore, the owner, has been a friend of mine for more than 20 years. That's fantastic.
Yeah, she just called me out of the blue yesterday evening. I was having dinner with a couple of Army buddies here in St. Louis, and I got the call and went outside to take it, and she starts to send her, "Are you the guy who was on with Bob Long, and is this the Old Car Guy?" I said, "Yes, it is." She said, "This is Sonny Skidmore, and I've got some friends that need some stuff." And it took about 5 minutes to figure out what kind of car. She says, "They got a car just like Bob's dad had." And I'm thinking, like, what the heck was that? And she said, a Thunderbird. So so they've got, I think, a 75 Thunderbird for sale and a few other ones. She asked me to drop in. I'm going to be going down there probably after I get back from Nebraska, because I wanted to cover the lower part of Missouri from, basically from Interstate 44 on the west end, going across to Interstate 55 on the other end, and coming back up 55. But I'll stop in Poplar Bluff, and she invited me to spend a night up there, and told me to find some nice places to have dinner, and invited me to come down to the station. So I said, "Well, gee, that's the best offer I had all week."
Yeah, Sonny is great, and we go way back to Talk America days. So, yeah. And she's, over the years, not only taken this show, but when I was doing Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly with the Talk Radio Network folks, she broadcast those shows as well. So she's definitely a good ally to have in our pocket, so to speak. She's a great lady.
Yes, I'm looking forward to going down there. Of course, she did ask me if I knew Michael Savage, but I told her I'm not that much into radio outside of talking old cars, but what the heck.
Maybe you're better off than you don't.
Well, that probably is true.
He's a very unique individual, let's put it that way.
That's what I understand.
Let's talk about some of the other things that have been going on here in recent times. Of course, we had all the stuff in Monterey and the classic car week, they now call it. It used to be called the weekend. Now it's the Monterey car week, and just amazing. Of course, these are high-end cars and cars that rarely are ever driven and are really more show-off pieces for millionaires and billionaires, but nevertheless, Carroll Shelby, they sold Carroll Shelby's original prototype Cobra. Did you hear about this one?
No, I haven't, Bob. I've been kind of in my little cocoon here in St. Louis, and really haven't had much outside information coming in.
Yeah, this was the original car. It was serial number CSX 2000, and this was Carroll's one and only Shelby Cobra that he brought around to different people to get financial backing and support. And interestingly enough, in order to make it look like it was a much bigger company than it was, he had this one Cobra painted a different color every time he went to see somebody new. He thought if he brought the same one, you know, they're going to think, oh, he's only got one. He wanted to make sure that everybody knew he had like a whole garage full of them ready to go. But it went for the biggest price for an American car at auction, and certainly not in pristine condition by any stretch of the imagination. The seats are actually ripped and torn. It's in pretty tough shape, to say the least, but it went for a huge amount of money. I believe somewhere in the vicinity of $12 to $15 million.
My goodness.
But a great story.
Boy, there's a lot of deep pockets out there.
Yeah, exactly. As Jay Leno says, the millionaires versus the billionaires.
Yeah, exactly. I had a call on Friday from a fellow here in St. Louis, and I'll be visiting him when I get back from Maryland. And he has a 1931 Model A and a 1941 Harley-Davidson police-style two-wheel motorcycle that we're going to put up on the site in a few weeks. And so I'm looking forward to that motorcycle. That might be something that I may have sold even before I get it put on the website. There's a lot of folks here in St. Louis that are into Harley-Davidsons, and particularly a classic Harley-Davidsons. And the folks that either want to take a police bike and rebuild it or take an old 41 Harley-Davidson and turn it into a military model Harley-Davidson, kind of making a military clone. There's a lot of those folks here that are into the reenacting and like to ride their motorcycles for reenacting. So I'm kind of looking forward to selling that for that fellow.
Yeah, it sounds like a very cool and interesting piece. And is it up on the website right now? Can folks check it out?
No, we won't have it up for a couple of weeks. I just kind of mentioned it just as passing because I thought it was rather interesting, particularly on the old Harley-Davidson, 41 Harley-Davidson. The fellow also asked me if I ever heard it about the Offenhauser inverted V8 flathead engine.
Hold that thought. We'll answer it on the other side. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving? Tell that down.
The music of Howling Wolf brings back on Auto World a great old jazz legend, blues man. And it's a pleasure to be with you guys. My name is Bob Long. Big storms going on in my area right now. I'm in the Orlando area of Florida. Don Jones, one of our regular contributors, a CEO, founder, and the man behind the oldcarguys.com is with us live from St. Louis, and he's going to be heading out on the road first to a reunion with his old Army unit. That's going to be great in Maryland, and then he's off to Mid-Nebraska, Nebraska City, for one of the highlights of the year. It's called the Applejack Car Show, coming up on Sunday, the 18th of September. That sounds absolutely wonderful. And for those of our listeners who are not familiar with the Applejack Show, I mean, they pretty much shut down the town. I mean, this really takes the whole place over.
Remarkable. It, for me, it's like a time machine back to the 1960s.
Yeah, that's a good thing. In a lot of ways, that's a good thing. I think more and more, I think back of the way things are today versus the way they were in the 60s or 70s, even early 80s. Things have gotten a little bit sideways. And he's also going to be going down and visiting my good friend, Sonny Skidmore, the owner of KLID, our great affiliate in Poplar Bluff, which has been with me for umpteen different years. And Sonny is a great broadcaster, and Don is going to be making some personal appearances down there. And Sonny will probably have her on the morning show there, or she might interview you herself. So that will be kind of fun, definitely. Before the break, you were talking about an Offenheiser engine that somebody sent a question to you about. Why don't you go over that again, Don?
Right, and this is really something I started researching, and I'm not sure if I'm going in the right direction. It's kind of hard when somebody is trying to describe something over the telephone and you only have a picture of it, to actually figure out what it really is that he has. And he thinks it might be an Offenhauser engine, but Offenhauser was making an awful lot of racing stuff. In fact, they were making complete engines, which were beating everything in the late 30s and early 40s and probably into the 50s. And, of course, having Offenhauser high-compression heads on a flathead engine in the 50s was the thing that you had to have to be competitive. So I don't know if he has a custom-built engine, maybe a reworked Ford engine with Offenhauser heads on it, that somebody put together as a, some kind of a trick race engine, or if in fact it could be an aircraft engine, or it could be just something I haven't found yet. And I really don't like to go in one direction until I at least have casting numbers and a little more pedigree on the engine to take me in hopefully the right direction as opposed to down 27 rabbit holes until I'm getting there going in the right direction. But that's the fun of this business. You never know what you're going to find a day to day.
Absolutely. There was a story I didn't get a chance to click on and read it, but evidently kind of one of those barn find stories that we hear about. Tom Cotter, of course, the author, has made a franchise out of writing these barn find stories in book form. Tom is probably the most successful automotive writer financially, because even non-automotive, non-car guys and girls buy these books because it's such a fascinating story. But I'll have to go back and check on it. It was a Corvette that evidently had been in a barn for more than 50 years and nobody knew it was there. And it's amazing, those stories. You think by now everything would be found, but it goes to show you there's still treasures out there to be found.
There are, and I don't know if I could say it amazes me. It doesn't really surprise me, but I just know that that I'm going to find something. If I spend 3 or 4 days on the road and just talk to folks at gas stations and small towns, or the old crabby guy at the salvage yard, I'll find something cool to talk about or something cool to take pictures of.
Absolutely, and without question, that will be lots of fun to look forward to when that moment hits. It will be quite the moment to remember when you do find that piece of treasure, so to speak. We're scheduled to be joined also in this hour by Bill Maloney, who was the original motorsports reporter for the show, going way back. Auto World actually debuted in 1992, kind of moved around different times, but we settled in this particular time slot back in 1995. We've been there ever since, and we're not going anywhere. Yours truly has been battling some health issues, but I'm getting better. I have some good days and some bad days, but don't we all? And at least the needle is pointing more towards full than empty these days, Don. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I fight my issues as well, but luckily my physical health is good. It's the psychological impacts of 42 years in the military that sometimes have taken its toll on me, and it gets hard for me to start things sometimes. And I just have to keep busy, or I know that I'll not have a happy life if I don't stay busy. Retirement is for the birds.
Yeah, exactly. My mom used to say getting old is not for sissies.
That is correct. That is correct.
It is absolutely correct, and you know, especially if you're not even that old and you're facing some heavy duty stuff, it's it takes a real toll. Don, we never really have talked to, and maybe you would prefer not to, about your, I know you can't talk about some stuff because you've done extensive work for the military and some of it is top secret stuff, but of all the different conflicts, all the different adventures that you had, where was the moment that you were most scared?
I'd have to unfortunately say to you that when I was a young man, I was too stupid to be scared. I think mm-hmm. I get most scared when I look at some of my after-action reports of what I did as not only as a soldier, but as an undercover investigator, infiltrating right-wing extremist groups or organized crime things as a contract special agent for the Treasury Department many, many years ago, which I don't think I ever told you those stories.
Wow, but, there's a book there. There's a book there, my friend.
Actually, yeah, I started a book some years ago, but my reality became more exciting than my fiction. So I went away for those 7.5 years and, doing 2 years active duty with the Consequence Management Unit. And then those other years with the Intelligence Agency and National Geospatial Intelligence, and then to Defense Threat Reduction Agency as a consequence manager. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, it's a hard question.
I've always felt confidence in the military.
It's a hard question, and you're so right. I mean, younger people, I mean, people in their teens, people in their early 20s, will do things without thinking at all and not have an ounce of fear. The same thing with little children. You got to be careful with kids, but when you're young, you really feel like there's nothing to worry about. It's when you get older you start getting those worries in the back of your head. More with Don Jones, the old car guy himself, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-219-1331. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd
you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the
story? Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself, theoldcarguys.com. We were scheduled to be joined by Bill Maloney out in Hawaii, but I believe we're having some difficulty getting hold of Bill via the phone. I know he was going to be out and about in most likely that T-Bird I talked about a little bit earlier. You had a girlfriend, Don, at one time that had one of those newer T-Birds that was designed by Jay Mays, came out for the year 1999,
right.
Ran through
the... Yeah, in fact, when I get off the radio, I'm heading over her house to have dinner with her. She's got, I think,
well,
it's a
good for
2003
you.
Red T-Bird. That's
yeah.
Texas Karen.
Yeah, absolutely. You did some pilot TV work with her, I remember very, very well. It's interesting that that car, I was behind one. You don't see that many of them yesterday. And the design from the back of the car is extremely well done. I always said they messed up the front. There was just something wrong with that grill on the front of the car. But nevertheless, built on a great platform. I don't know if you know... you can tell Karen about this. It was built on the same platform it shared with the, at that time, Ford-owned Jag. So it was built on the same platform as the Jaguar S-Type and as well as the Lincoln LS. It was a shortened version of that chassis, all independent suspension. Of course, it wasn't meant to be a convertible, so they couldn't put as much horsepower in it as they would like, and I think that's one of the things that may have slowed its sales, because they were red hot when they first came out. A ton of people got them, but I remember one of the Ford executives saying it appears that, you know, everybody who wanted one, they were in line, they got it, and that was it. Those were the folks that wanted
it. That was about right. And I felt, too, that it just was an underperformer. And
yeah.
I'm not sure about the maintenance history on them, but she's had some significant problems with hers.
It's really?
Been hard to find, figure out what was wrong.
Yeah.
But
a lot of electronics.
When we were, when her and I were very, very close, she was trying to talk me into buying her a 63 T-Bird, so she almost had me talked into that, but since we never got married, I didn't think it was going to be a good investment, so.
I think you made a wise move, my friend, no question about it.
Yeah, that's true. we still, go out occasionally, but she lives on, at her house, and I live at mine, and, I'll probably always keep it that way. So, but she has a character. If you know, for those that are wondering what Texas Karen looks like, they can go to our YouTube and look at the Old Car Guys Atlanta, and that was our our pilot that we did for a TV show that never took root, but we might one day resurrect that if I live long enough and have enough happy times.
Very good.
Yeah, you know, I can tell you the closest times I came to death, if you want to hear those.
Yeah, well, absolutely. This is an area that we've never touched with you, and you know, I mean, some of these may be painful memories, so I don't want to stir up anything.
No, they're not too painful, but the one time when I didn't do when I was in the military, but I did them because I was in the military. And one of those things was I took scuba training back in 1983, I think it was, and I almost drowned during a scuba training over, you know, in the open water.
Wow.
Portion of it. And it kind of gave me a phobia for a while, and I literally was afraid of being afraid of things. So
I
spent a couple of years being afraid to do things, and I found myself challenging myself to do things of moderately dangerous in order to get over this phobia that I had. And then, you know, I just kind of seemed to go back to normal the more I did things that were challenging at the time, but really weren't that much. I learned how to ride horses. I went back to recalling and mountain climbing, or not really big mountains, but, cliff and rock climbing and whatnot. And the other time I came close to death, in the military, or working for the military, and this is about the goofiest story of near death that you can imagine, is that I was assigned to DITRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. I had worked a real packed week, and I had 4 days off. And I was scheduled in 6 days to go to Korea. So I flew into St. Louis to see Karen, came back, and they had just had the last snowstorm of the year. This is 2009, March 2009. So there was ice and snow on the ground. So I got to Dulles Airport, got off the shuttle, was walking to my car, slipped on the ice, and broke my leg in two places on my way down.
Oh, wow.
And I called 911 five times, and it took them almost an hour to get there. By the time they got there, hypothermia was setting in, and my blood pressure was 200 over 120, and I was going into shock.
Wow.
And, I was thinking to myself of all the stupid stuff I did in the military.
Yeah.
To die in a parking lot in Washington, D.C. It's kind of like Patton said, you know, the last bullet from the last gun from the last soldier, you know, should kill the general. But, That was one of the closest calls I've had in the past 20 years for death, I guess.
Wow.
And it put me on the road to retirement after that.
I can understand. Yeah, I've had some older relatives. My mom came from the big family. She had seven sisters and one brother, and 20 years difference between oldest and youngest in the family. And my aunt Jerry, I was very close to her, lost her about 3 years ago. She was kind of like Betty White. I mean, she lived to be 97, and up until having a stroke in her home, she lived alone, she drove, she shopped, she cooked, she did everything. But above and beyond everything else, I mean, she was as sharp as could be. I mean, I know people in their 30s and 40s that weren't as sharp as my Aunt Jerry was at 96 and 97. I mean, asking very specific questions about a radio program, about cars that I was driving, about my daughter and what she was eating. And it was amazing. But she took a bad fall in Boston on ice and, was brought to the emergency room, and they misread the x-ray and they discharged her. And then they called her back in the middle of the night, and sure enough, she had broken her neck. And so she had to go through surgery in her 90s for that. And, she came out fine. It's just amazing. But ice and accidents, you know, relating to ice. Look at the skier. Look at Michael Schumacher, you know, arguably one of the greatest race car drivers of all time. He's the one that won the world championship for Ferrari umpteen times. As far as I know, Michael lays in a coma right now from a skiing accident that happened a couple of years ago. And here's a guy that used to go 225 miles an hour each and every day for years.
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess it's just sometimes when it's time, for your calling, it's time. Edgar Allan Poe wrote a short story back in, well, in the 1800s, of course. I think it was called The Angel of the Odd. And the story was based on the angel of death that would take people that were dying from unusual ways. And I don't remember too much about the story except that the characters that were touched by the devil, or actually touched by this angel of death, you know, had inhaled a blow dart or had died of, like, you know,
wow,
the most dubious, goofy ways that you can imagine. And, you know, sometimes it's irony of all the things that you get away with in life and what can bring you down as far as an accident or for health reasons.
That is so true. Like,
yeah,
you say, someone like yourself who has been in the military and, you know, folks, you know, my dad was a World War II veteran and, you know, and I knew other World War II veterans through him and, you know, some of these guys, you know, went through hell and in the end, you know, it was a slip in the bathtub or something. Life is strange, but life is to be lived and enjoyed. And Don, you're going to have a great reunion upcoming and then off to the Applejack Show in Nebraska. And thank you, my friend, for being with us in this hour. Give out that telephone number one more time real quick.
Area code 314-306-7507. Car guy.
There he is, the old car guy. I'm Bob Long.
Retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.